For Democrats across the country, Donald Trump's election is a cloud over the country. Now there is a silver lining for them. Trump's election has sparked a surge in first-time political candidates running for office, especially women. That's playing out in McLean County, too, where Democrats are contesting county and state races like never before. They're even targeting longtime Republican State Representatives Dan Brady and Keith Sommer. Monday was the candidate filing deadline. Shieldy's Ryan Denham caught up with McLean County Democratic Party Treasurer John Whelan about how anger over Trump's election is turning into more names on the ballot.
Well, I think it's very evident that we have got a very energized and motivated electorate out there, particularly on the Democratic side, which we've seen a tremendous uptick in people wanting to get involved that we haven't seen in years that I've been involved in the local Democratic Party here in McLean County. So that's very encouraging, and I think that's a very direct result to the dissatisfaction with the election of President Trump and then the 3 years that we've had with under the current Governor Rauner. So I think those are two motivating factors that have really driven it out, and we're really seeing a lot of activity and a lot of interest in local stuff. Looking at just this morning, I got to look at some of the filings that came out, and I was amazed at how many people have filed for precinct committeemen and all the positions that we've got. Like on the county board, we've got a lot of contested races that we've never had before. Usually it's a challenge for both parties to get people to go out and get petitions signed and run for a precinct committee person. This time we've got a lot more activity there and a lot going on there. So that's very encouraging.
Were there any surprises for you as you looked at the filings from yesterday?
Well, I guess there's a couple contested races and for precinct people in a couple places. I was surprised by that. We have a contested county board race, which kind of caught me off guard. So
are you talking about the Paul Segubiano?
Correct. That's the one that I noticed. And I haven't had a chance to look at them all in great detail, but I looked at them this morning, what I could find. And that kind of surprised me there. So, yes. Just based on the number of candidates we've been able to get in the past, it's a good problem to have if we're going to have some contested races. I think the more activity and the more people you have running for office, the better government we're going to get out of that, and the better candidates we'll have going forward. So I think that's a lot of people see that as a problem. I don't see that as a problem. I think that's what the primary process is for, and that's a healthy thing for us to do that. That's encouraging to me as a Democrat who's always been in the minority here in this community, in this county, and a lot of people that are Democrats or won't come out and really say about being a Democrat. There's a lot of people that are very reticent to say that. So I think this will be some encouragement for them to step up and get involved and do some other things and take some heart that, yeah, we can make a difference here, and then we can actually give the voters in this county a choice, in this community a choice. And I think that's going to give us all better government going forward.
McLean County Republican Party Chair Chuck Erickson was in studio yesterday sharing his take on this week's candidate filing deadline. You can hear that interview now at WGLT.org or the NPR One app. This is Sound Ideas.